New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
And hey, guys, welcome to the Cloud Crew podcast. Today, we're going to be doing a little bit things differently here with our audio. We're giving a few things props, and we also have a guest here today. Alex Hall.
Say what's up, man.
That's a way to introduce yourself.
Yes, sir.
Most definitely. As y'all know, we are also here with K-Dove and myself. Meeting some pistachios.
I'm thinking about hitting corn.
And we're kind of just chilling out, man. Now, we're going to be touching on a few topics today regarding the NBA preseason still.
And one small NFL.
Yeah, a little bit of something as well. The NFL, and who knows? Always kind of hard to tell where this really end up.
Yeah, really just depends on what Alex decides to
bring to the table here. Yeah, because no offense, Alex is a wild card.
True, if it's an NFL, I ain't paying attention to it at all, for real.
No. We just have a small thing to touch on, and it's nothing. Okay. Great.
Yeah. You know what? I'll be honest with you. We'll get it out of the way.
Started it.
Yeah, man.
Tom Brady purchased ownership spot on Raiders. But that's it.
That's literally it.
I don't know.
I don't even know how to feel about that.
I haven't paid any attention to if.
Yeah. It's like Tom Brady.
Out of all teams, I've never expected it to be that, at least.
No, definitely not for Tom Brady, man. And another thing. Oh, the Chiefs and the Vikings, I'm pretty sure, are still undefeated. I think they're like still 5-0 or 6-0.
Damn.
I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, they've been cooking.
Yeah, I ain't paid attention to the NFL at all this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
I paid a little bit of attention mainly just to the main two teams. But honestly, I really not happy. And the NBA, his team is Lonzo's back.
He has so much potential, more than he probably even thinks himself.
I know you're 100% right, and people dislike Lonzo compared to
don't know, but in all honesty, I believe he's a better header.
Well, I mean, even if you go back and look at their high school and college stuff, you can see. Like, I know that was years ago, but I mean, still, you can tell their game is. But you got to think though, LaMelo, he could pull up from half court like it's nothing. He could pull up. LaMelo could pull up from the logo like it's nothing.
No, you're right. LaMelo, because like a cheesy player. He likes that many highlight reels that got Lamelo when you're trying to run it out. Two completely different demeanors. Be honest with you, like LaMelo and Lonzo are on the kind of two brothers city.
Personality and all.
Because like if you're in Lonzo, you're gonna have a guy that I think will like hustle one on defense. He's gonna grind for that winning man. He is trying to do best for the team. Where I'm not gonna cap you right now, LaMelo, he likes winning. But now he'll be out there for a
exactly.
He's good guy. Really cool. Oh yeah.
I think they complement each other to play styles. And of course their brothers are so dumb.
Yeah,
they've just
been playing the game together.
They used to run all together. Leandro was a complete bust. No,
Leandro.
He should have never even tried the lean. He tried to steal something from China, and ever since then,
I had so much faith in Jello, man. I had so much faith in Jello.
Bro, he got that 14-day contract.
Yeah,
he literally didn't play one.
He didn't do too well. They tried him out a lot in the G League too, man.
At this point,
he didn't do well there either. Hard not to sell him the G League. It's the G League.
Yeah, for real.
Lies. Isaiah Thomas did it, and it was
like you in the G League.
At first, it was rough, but then he cheesed
it. If you're in the G League, you're basically telling somebody if you're in the G League, man, like you're basically telling them you ain't meant for the NBA.
100%, man. A lot of the time. That's the case. They're like, hey, you almost made it to the NBA. You're in the G League.
You were so
close, but you still got them slight improvements.
Yeah, 100%. Now, the difference is that, don't get it wrong, people in the G League are extremely talented, man. There's a huge gap.
They're still 100 times better than your average stream ball.
100% times. Because your average street baller can barely handle a ball, barely proper shooting form, probably the shittiest defense.
Yeah, like your proper street baller isn't like a fucking the professor. It's some white dude in khaki shorts throwing up a three ball.
If I see anybody in khaki shorts,
the perfect.
Adam Sandler. That's your average white boy basketball player.
No, Adam Sandler's actually.
He can hoop.
He's clean with it, but he's still your most.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks weird the way he hoops.
He's more about the pass.
But he hoops.
He's more about the pass. He like to give the ball away.
Absolutely. Because, like, he can get flashy with it. He has great
coordination. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. At his age, it's crazy. Sure.
This is falling into an Adam Sandler.
No.
Basketball.
This is definitely adding into Adam Sandler. And this is all just came off Lonzo. Or Lonzo.
Lonzo Ball to Adam Sandler. Crazy.
Now, I'll be honest with you, though. Getting back to Lonzo, I think Lonzo is going to have a good season this year as long as he can stay healthy. I'm expecting averaging around 16 to 18 points.
I think he'll play like 13 to 15 minutes a game, you know, fill out some time. And whenever he's out there, he'll probably be their, you know, their main guy, their primary ball handler. He'll be taking it up the court for them, probably giving off some great passes.
I think if he can get back into it, he can get his spot back. No offense.
Oh, yeah.
It's competition.
Whoever AO is not taking the spot. I'm sorry. 28 minutes, bro, you're not getting that when Lonzo's playing good.
Hell,
does not happen.
Yes.
Dude, I don't know why I don't play our boy Javon Carter from West Virginia. Defense goes
14 points, one rebound, one assist, 9 points?
No, 9 point.
No, I think I got it right.
It's 14 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't. Go ahead. No, I said 9 points.
Yeah, you said
9
points.
Yeah, but you said 14 points too.
Did I say points?
Yeah, you said 14.
I mean, that's definitely possible because I was like trying to read the columns at the same time. I was like, why is it backwards? My brain not processing.
No, 100%, dude. Javon Carter is a hustle player. He'll get you some lays. He can bang some threes, and he got defense.
Don't even mention Josh Giddey. I seen you already staring over there. The diddler is Josh Giddey.
The giddler.
No, I said the diddler because Josh Giddey.
Josh fucking Diddy.
He's evolving.
The Josh
Giddey. Josh Diddy.
He's the Diddy of the NBA. Actually, Diddy probably did some of the players in the NBA. I'm not going to lie.
At least five of them.
I don't want to know if Brown was diddled, man.
Because he was friends with Diddy, and he went to the parties. No, there's literally an Instagram live clip of Braun going, ain't no party like a Diddy
party. Yeah, exactly.
Party.
And that, yeah, I've seen bro. That so many times. Ain't no party like a Diddy party.
No, everyone brings it up. And why do you think LeBron stays quiet about it? He does not want to talk about no Diddy party and the lewd up assholes.
You know, with everything that's coming out right now, there was an audio bite that was released. Of Diddy, of something that happened in a Diddy party, and it sounded real.
Oh, no, are you talking about the background where the guy was screaming?
Yeah.
Oh my god, no, that dude sounded like he was forcefully taking it in the ass.
What
repeating,
the fuck?
Like, 13 is a reason why style shit, and it was fucked.
Absolutely.
Speaking of
this is, how did this get off by Josh Giddey? We talked about Josh Giddey, and now we're
the Giddler.
Diddy. Oh.
The Giddlers. How?
Yeah,
they're the same person. That's the conclusion. Anyways, the Lakers and Warriors are playing actively. Ooh. The Warriors are 5-0 in the preseason. The last time that they went flawless in a preseason, every time that they've went flawless in a preseason for the past 10 years, they've won a chip that year. They did it in 22, they did it in 17, and they did it in 14.
I don't see them getting
a chip right now.
I don't either. But it's just
no offense.
Exactly.
With
yeah.
the new team coming in. And not having a second at hand developed yet.
And they're pissing down the Lakers' throats right now.
Yeah, they definitely are. Because no offense, if you look at who the Lakers are playing actively in like the main minutes, it's all bench and watch.
Bronny got 2 points.
Bronny's
in 10 minutes.
Hey, 2 points, 10 minutes, that's tough for an NBA. A lot of the people on their team only have like one bucket.
Connect's not playing. I wonder.
Yeah, they didn't play LeBron or.
I personally feel like Bronny, he has so much pressure and to things to live up to with his father that he, honestly, my opinion, he will never live up to ever. No one will. No one will. It's bothering.
I think that's something that people need to understand. Bronny, if he would relax. He can be a decent 10-point game player, you know, with
exactly.
Assist and his defensive stops. Like, we've seen already this preseason.
He can block, he can steal. We've seen that. He has fast hands. He can block, he can steal.
And no offense, as somebody like LeBron James, as your dad, genetically, your body is solid.
Yeah.
You're going to perform physically. It's a mental
and their thing. Their mom ain't big either. She's you could tell she's also has worked to at least not be weak in a way.
Yeah, I mean she probably has like a personal trainer or something
I'm
from
sure
LeBron.
She's been
to be
in the gym
with
LeBron.
I mean all the money they make.
Curry is not playing for the Warriors.
Oh, still.
Yeah, Curry's off.
And it's
not
a blowout still.
LeBron is listed to be active tonight at the moment.
It's a blowout still.
He might not be like actually being.
They might put him in at they might put him in like late game, just kind of get him a few shots in, you know?
He's just
he was there for ticket revenue.
Their starters were Cameron Reddish, Bronny
Starnes. Bronny.
I also feel Bronny
Oliveira.
I feel like Bronny's shooting the ball.
Hood.
James has not entered.
Yeah, no.
They've only brought 3 of their bench players.
Yeah, they lost 3 of their bench players, bro.
Yeah.
Like, these are their bottom.
Draymond's playing for the Warriors. Draymond, Kuminga, and Wiggins are other starters. Of course, Buddy Hield is also playing.
Yeah, they've played, looked like Looney as well.
Gary Payton second. He's supposed to be hurt. He might have got hurt mid-game.
What?
Buzinski.
No. This game, I mean, it's a preseason. The Lakers aren't really playing or performing. I don't think they wanted to show their matchup yet.
I think they're just trying to get everyone.
Oh, never mind. Pazinski returned.
I think they're trying to get everybody that's new to get a good feel of what they're about to have to deal with.
Yeah, and I believe that's a good point of the preseason
exactly.
to take into consideration. It's nothing serious at the same time as it is still a competitive
exactly.
league. It's just the the preseasons are going to be completely different than a live NBA first.
Oh, it seems the Cavs and Bulls played kind of well.
Yeah, the Cavs and Bulls were playing. I do not think that it is anything about Lonzo playing. I'm not sure.
I'm checking. Yep, Lonzo played. Oh, that's the point.
That's awesome.
3 for 7 from 3, 4 from 9, field goal, 16.
I believe these are the stats.
Then we didn't look at the right. Because this game is from I.
Well, we read tonight's stats then. That's okay.
I will try to back stat track real quick and tell you his return stat.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But no, especially if that was tonight, then he definitely played solid tonight. I think when we look for his return game, it was pretty similar.
It was a very solid game.
It was still, like, really close in point.
For the injury you're coming back from, like, and how long it's been since you played on a professional court, he did better than I thought he would have.
Oh, 100%. He's
like,
been
I didn't even expect this, almost
2 years, 3 years?
Exactly. I ain't expected his points to even go past double digits.
He scored 10 points.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was 11 this game and then 10 first. We had him slightly off.
Now, when does the actual season start?
We mentioned that. It was like the 22nd.
Yeah, I was about to say, is this month or no?
It's the 22nd.
I know it's this month, but I'm not sure.
The 22nd or the 24th.
That's the return date.
We mentioned it on a podcast episode.
Yeah, probably for sure the first sport-related episode.
Definitely.
But all the Lakers starters return on the 22nd, so it would make sense.
Yeah. Second guy. Now, I want to know exactly on some of y'all's predictions. As I said, I think he's going to be like a 16 to 18 point player, maybe get at least 4 to 6 assists, and maybe a steal or two averaging.
I feel that.
Do we know if Karl Anthony Towns
feel as if he's going to have at least a couple 30-point games. I feel like he's going to really feel himself throughout the year.
I really hope so.
He also has a lot of pressure on his back. It's a lot to worry about.
He has to worry about re-injuring his knee on top of forming at a professional level.
Exactly.
He has the whole weight of the world against him. Trying to see what other games were played today. I believe there was a Portland and Utah game.
There is a
freaking blowout. Portland's winning 69-34 in the third. Yeah.
No offense. Both Portland and Utah are going to be washed teams here. Washed teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they lost their star players. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing.
Yeah, no. Now, I'll tell you a game that was recently played was the Heat in the Memphis game. I want to talk about my boy Zach E, just because where he has been going out, I want to check on him.
Fox.
Bro. No. Zach Edey has been going.
He only had 7 points.
His arm.
7 points, no blocks, 2 turnovers, 1 rebound.
One this rebound?
Pretty.
No,
I read the wrong
seven.
He had seven. I read the wrong
seven,
line.
Yeah,
seven,
y'all looked at Marcus Smart. Yeah, that was Marcus.
He's still only. I read the right points, but the wrong rebound.
Now, hey, shout out to John Moran, 8 rebounds. What are you doing, dude?
Oh, 8 rebounds. Yeah,
you're
for dogs.
Not shouting out that you're not Russell Westbrook. Stop that shit.
I would love to talk about Westbrook now.
Off-brand OKC.
John Moran really is like the second coming of Russ.
He is. He's very similar to Russ and D Rose.
Exactly. He's a good mix in between.
Absolutely.
I think the only problem is his ego gets him in trouble, especially where he likes to flash his blickety blicks.
Oh no, he gotta work. He gotta work his legs. His legs, man, they so thin. He gotta do something about them.
Oh no, for sure. But I wish he would stop just showing his gun all the time and getting banned or doing dumb stuff like trying to fight a 17-year-old boy, you know,
as a grown man.
Yeah. With a career,
you have the chance to be a straight billionaire, and you over here flexing Glocks on Instagram Live.
Yeah, bro, dude, nobody cares about your bro. You're living in
you are living the life every man wants to live. There's no
reason.
You got
security, bro. Security. Why do you need a Glock? No offense, he has like probably constantly 2-3 guards around him.
Yeah,
he
has.
You know?
No, you have to double team this man, or else he's flying by you.
Oh,
he will.
Yeah.
He will drive every single play if he wanted to.
He does, and he tries to draw off. And I don't think he cares who's underneath.
No, he
the
don't.
Rim.
He don't.
Brody really just be trying to yam.
Same thing with Anthony Edwards. He don't care. Uh-oh.
Now, I wanna give a little. Little shout to something I see here. Do y'all see this right here? Who is this guy? Aladama.
Yeah, I've never heard of that name.
Aladama is 5 for 7 for 3. What the fuck?
Is he a rookie? Or a chance?
I think so.
Hold on.
Because him and Desmond Bane both had 19.
Let's look at his ESPN profile. All
right. I'm gonna tag some of his stats.
He was a 2021 first rounder.
Okay.
Number 30.
Ah, okay. So, like, he's coming in as a pretty good role player.
This is his third year, so this would really probably be his best year statistically. Like, this is probably most people's peak year, year three. This is where their real developmental is.
Yeah, because you've been in the league now. You've adjusted. You've now at that
point. You can consider yourself a veteran
through almost
point.
2 games. Yeah. Yeah, bro. I mean, over 300 games almost, if you play postseason.
Yeah. Which... Who did he get? He got drafted to Utah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, never mind. You didn't get any experience in Utah.
In 21. Was Donovan in Utah in 21, or did he get traded by then?
No. Oh.
What year did Donovan get traded? I thought he was in 21.
That's what I was thinking.
Think so. What year?
So, I mean, he had good role models.
It's been a while. That's true. If Donovan Mitchell was there and Gobert at the time, I mean,
those are very good.
Yeah, he was there
models.
In 21. It happened in September.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah,
he
was
developed.
Oh, they also had. That's when they got rid of Markkanen.
But Cleveland gave Utah Markkanen for Mitchell.
Markkanen didn't really perform too much on the Cavs, so I see why they got rid of him.
He should have went to the Warriors this
season.
Dude, he had the chance. If they would have ran him as a stretch.
The only reason he didn't is because the Warriors wanted to keep the fucking brands of Budzinski. They are relying on him. They think he's the second coming of Christ for some reason.
I feel like,
bro, they want him to put
up. I feel like Draymond could even teach him a lot because, you know, Draymond, defensive player of the year and everything, the 4 championships. I know he got the experience. He could teach him.
If Draymond's one thing is, like, as long as you stay on Draymond's good side, he has to be a wonderful teacher. Like, bro has game knowledge on game knowledge. He is
his problem is just anger. He just want to.
He will kick you in your shit.
He all about physicality.
Yeah, only choking out players and
punching Jordan Poole.
Punching Jordan Poole at practice. That's crazy.
But I kind of I get it.
Man, he hit so hard. I'll never forget that video.
Buddy got rocked.
Bro, that was Mike Tyson. Draymond turned into Mike Tyson in that millisecond.
I'm not gonna lie, you guys. When I seen Jordan Poole's head, it looked like it fucking came detached.
I was dying laughing. That shit was mad funny, bro. The first time I watched it, I thought the actual video was fake because, like, I didn't think practice footage of Draymond rocking.
You said that's CGI. That's CGI right there.
What the fuck?
Hold on.
What the fuck?
I know. This is why I wanted to bring this up. It's because I thought I noticed something.
Cat played too.
Yeah. Guys, the New York Knicks had a game today.
They played with all their starters.
And do you know how they got Bridges?
2-for-12 and 0-for-10 from 3. He is now Clay Thompson and D'Angelo Russell level.
He has a good jump shot this year. For some reason, he changed his jump shot over the offseason. Guess what? He can't make shit with it.
He picked up Lonzo.
They lost to the Washington was...
They might have watched the...
Jalen Brunson performed. Jalen Brunson and Cat performed.
Had a double-double.
I mean, neither one of them could be held accountable.
Why did Action 5-3
stop? Yeah, for real.
I don't know, but you went 0-for-5. That's trash. You and Bridges should not be shooting threes if you're
That's just not your bag, though. Like, you're big. Boy,
yeah, stay inside.
Are they trying to get Payne to the plus 6?
I can't remain. Like, I can understand why they had Cameron Payne to just eat threes. Because, like, whenever he's a one roll, he's
exactly.
It's just like, when at least last year, when the whole Bridges, it's the same thing. They were similar players.
No offense, if you shoot 1-for-6, then at some point, you were probably like 0-for-3, 0-for-4, or 0-for-5.
I'm like, you're not with that.
Unless you busted it first. I don't know, that's even worse. If you busted one, and now you just forward, and you think he's still need to shoot, stop.
Exactly.
Stop.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're going to go shit.
Exactly. Stop.
I'm like, oh, this is a mindset.
Dude, how about Anna and nobody you better than
the thing is,
he doesn't even make a hard man. His house is a 0.
The thing is, this team, if they really get that chemistry together, they are going to the semifinals. At least semifinals.
They showed last year that they had, and then they had. I mean,
I'll put it on my dinner plate for the fourth time.
How the Wizards already works to go by. Because, no offense, you have players like Kyle Kuzma that are supposed to be your,
scorer, 16 points, when they're big players, score more than most of your starters.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's the Washington Wizards again.
They ain't been good since Washington Wizards ain't been the slightest good since they lost Bradley Beal.
Their worst 3-point shooter was 2-for-6.
Yeah, and their worst 3-point shooter was better than
that. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Like 33%, man. That's 1-for-3. That's not bad. That's
average. He has 7.
Yeah, he only shot 3-for-3 that.
Who is he? Who was he matched up against?
Yeah, him and Cat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. Cat is a lot faster.
He is. But don't get Valanciunas down. I think if Valanciunas actually played for a decent team before he ruined his career and went to the Wizards, had an opportunity to give something.
I was about to say, it was over from that whole
Valanciunas has always been a hit or miss.
Cat's trying to steal our pizza box behind us currently.
I have pizza in it, and she's trying to rob me right now.
We turned around.
Bro, she's eating the box.
Give him a little bit. Are you
lunch right now, Cat?
Sharon is Karen.
Her food bowl is old.
Sharon is Karen.
Yeah, bro.
And it has treats sprinkled on
it. Our cats on a diet because they were breaking into food bags.
Rebelling.
Our cats were breaking into food bags that weren't even open yet.
We put ours in the pantry because she ripped the bottom out of ours.
Dreamy completely destroyed a whole bag.
Bro. It's crazy.
She's most definitely still back there. Fine.
She's trying her hardest. That's why I threw the blanket.
The Philadelphia Orlando game.
Let's look at that. Yeah.
Now, I don't really care too much about the Orlando game besides Polo. Polo is nice, dude. He was 8-for-13, 1-for-2 from 3.
Good as hell.
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac's not bad. He came into league recently. Just recently got picked up as well by
5 points, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
He's coming off the bench.
Did his part, performed.
He did his 6-man thing.
I'm going to tell you somebody that they try to hype up that I hate when they hype up. Frank Wagner. The guy right here, 22. Screw him.
I didn't know.
Every time I see him, they're talking how crazy he is, and then I look at his stats and his percentages, and it makes me depressed. Did Drummond pop off?
He had 12 points. 20 rebounds.
That's what I said.
What the fuck?
What did I tell y'all before? Drummond is one of the most elite rebounders.
Drummond, you can always trust Drummond for a rebound.
Yeah, that motherfucker is going to go down as one of the
highest rebounder points. One of their starters got 0?
If Drummond...
Only played 5 minutes. Okay, Tyrese Maxey only played 5 minutes.
Tyrese Maxey, I think, is an okay player. Now, I do like that they were playing Martin a little. He was a role player last year that didn't get a whole lot of time to shine.
Absolutely.
Now, what I would love to see, and no offense, I would like to actually see them try to use something like a Drummond and a Embiid lineup at some point, maybe against Jokic or a team, something.
100% yeah, just got to stick Drummond in that power forward position and make him sprint to
people.
I
agree with that heavily.
No, I'd put Embiid at the... Because, dude, could you imagine they'd out-rebound and out
who they're
down low.
Imagine
if they're playing like Denver, I want Embiid at my center because of Jokic.
I understand that, but my concern is,
you
got to
think, though.
I think Embiid's more skilled, though.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. He's more skilled, and he can spread the floor better. He has a better three, in my opinion.
100%.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
Andre
about
Drummond's
to say.
Like a one-trick rebound pony.
If he's not in the paint, he's not getting
Drummond,
points.
Yeah. Drummond is your main rebounder for sure. Any team he goes to, that dude is known for rebounding.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want a board, as just shown, Justin Ike, 20 rebounds, he's the man. 15 defensive and 5 offense. That's pretty fucking
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Bro said absolutely. Like, the other team was trying to pull boards, and he just kept taking
exactly.
them from him. Paulo, fuck you.
Dude, I forgot. They also got Caldwell Pope. He was 1-for-4.
And he was still a plus 12 somehow. Did he? He had assists? 3 assists?
Yeah, 3 assists, rebound.
I guess he was moving the ball.
Probably. He's probably getting some, like, ass to assist and stuff like that as well.
That Suggs kid. I don't know why his name's looking like something to look at for me.
What?
Suggs. He's the last player that we could see.
Oh.
His name is Suggs.
Yeah, no. Suggs is actually a decent shooter. I'm not going to lie to you.
He went 0 for 4 from 3.
Hey,
no,
he went 0 for 4 from 3.
Okay,
I can't
normally.
Say shit about him.
That's... Yeah.
He was 6-for-7 from free throw.
Normally, he's like their catch and shoot. Give it to him for free tag guy.
Kyle Lowry played. He had 20 minutes, 2 points. Oh. Was a minus 10. That's
Kyle Lowry's been washed since the Heat.
Fortunate. I mean, yeah.
Kyle Lowry packing too much cake to do anything.
The Warriors game is hit.
What?
What?
He said
his ass was too fat. That's crazy.
He said, bro, I'm thicker than fucking Shakira. Taking them hips, bro. That's crazy.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Yeah, bro.
Scotty Barnes. Yeah, no, I've seen the stat line.
That's what I wanted to see.
Bro, 21 points.
Yeah, 21.
3 for 6.
He busted 50%.
I'd take that.
Yeah, for real.
Defensively, man. Don't overlook the defense. 2 steals and a block as well. Really well. And no turnovers.
And the no turnovers is big.
Yeah, especially for somebody that handles the
ball. That's probably what guaranteed their win. It was a 4-point game, so him having no turnovers probably
yeah,
was
for real.
Yeah, factor in the
yeah, yeah, they realized they could pass inside and he ain't gonna turn that over.
Okay, hold on, guys. I'm just looking at the other team and a lot of the other team.
The
Toronto. I thought it was a lower team. Toronto's bench was ass.
Yeah, for real. What were they doing?
0-for-2, 0-for-1, 0-for-3.
This is
the fuck.
What were they doing?
Dennis Schroeder. Cameron Johnson had 32 points.
Oh my Jeez. God. Look at Ben Simmons, 2-for-2.
Every minute. He had a point for every minute he was in the fucking game.
No, but I will say, that's nice.
That's
bro.
Good as hell. But
Ben shot
50%
Simmons things. Last game was a flu,
bro.
No, they benched it pretty good.
3 and 11.
They benched it well.
Yeah, no, they're
they really did.
No, they benched it what they was supposed to show up and do.
Isn't that the new guy that they got, Williams, right here?
I think so. I've never seen his name. Zaire?
Zaire?
Yeah, Zaire, yeah.
Zaire
yeah.
William?
Zaire.
Where is I knew that they recently just got him to, so seeing him perform with 12 points and a
playing
rebound,
27 minutes also.
Someone's son recently said that they were going to go for the G League draft. I think it was Dwayne Wade's kid, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, Zaire.
Oh my
Zaire
gosh,
Wade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's talking about going for the G League draft.
Dude, I would love to see it.
I feel like that's a better option because he still has time to.
It's good developmentally.
Yeah, it's good developmentally, yeah.
Yeah. And no offense, if he has anything like the work ethic D-Wade does, he's going to be a good
player. I've seen him and D-Wade one-on-one. He got that mentality.
Yeah, no, he used to get so pissed because D-Wade was
there
fucking him.
D-Wade would be running that mouth. D-Wade run that mouth all day.
Ooh, LA won. Phoenix played yesterday in Phoenix. LA won.
Yeah,
LA won.
Beat the Phoenix.
Anthony Davis, 35 points.
Jeez.
Yeah. God damn, AD. Why? What? They piss you off, man?
They definitely
Anybody
do.
Pisses the bro off.
They definitely.
But, like, why do this?
Bro, he's exact.
Game, man.
Yeah, why not save that? 50%. Why not save that energy?
Do y'all see that?
For at least the
he's
first
gonna
real
walk
game.
Out. Listen, this game, he tweaked something in his calf. Game one of the actual season. Ripping something.
Exactly.
Oh my,
don't
yep.
you dare
That's
say
what you
that.
Gotta worry about.
If he
too.
Gets hurt this season,
he a star player. He a main center. He gotta make sure he healthy.
Bronny had 4 points.
Actually, they've been mentioning trying to get a center because JJ Redick agrees with my theory. I say my theory because I've talked about this so many times. Anthony Davis running the fucking four like he used to on the Pelicans and running people's shit.
They unfortunately fucked up this offseason, though, not getting Valanciunas.
No,
they had such a perfect opportunity.
They could have saved that motherfucker from risking his career to the Wizards.
Like, yeah, they would have had to probably drop some of their roster, to be honest, because, like, Valanciunas got a bag.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker got
He got a fucking bag. So, like, they would probably had to drop a couple of their
butts. Like, Bron said he would have took a pay cut.
Yeah,
Bron would have took a pay cut, and you can get rid of a couple of these fucking idiots that go, 0-for-40.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about Connect having 35 that game as well. He was 8-for-13 for 3, 10-for-18 from field goal. And he's a
rookie. Everybody was telling JJ Redick keep him on the bench.
100%.
That's crazy.
And he came off the bench this game. He wasn't a starter.
He
came off the bench and
he
was 35.
Yeah, he still came off
minutes.
The bench and
but
still
see,
dropped that much.
That's the thing is like they were hating on him. I tried to tell people not to hate too much on the preseason games because players are just getting back into their groove, man. I believe Dalton Connect's one of those players. If he gets in a groove,
he stays in it.
He's going to be an elite shooter.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's going to be an elite shooter for a long time.
I'm very excited to watch him play.
I hope so. I hope that the pressure of an actual season of basketball doesn't get...
Exactly.
No, I hope... I'm going to be honest with you.
That's what's
I hope
wrong
this
with Bronny.
First season for him is the hardest.
That's what's wrong with Bronny. He only thinking about the regular season.
To be rough.
That and Bronny isn't... I don't think he has the same work ethic.
He don't.
Like, I think he has, like, one-tenth of that. And I think it started around the time he had that heart problem. I think he's scared to push himself too hard now. I think he's scared he's going to hurt himself. Maybe he is too. You know, maybe his...
Because,
like, you can only go into, you know, heart failure so many times and almost die before...
Actually die.
Going into heart failure again scares the fuck out of
exactly.
you.
And I bet, LeBron himself even lets him know that.
100%. That's probably why he's not too hard.
Exactly.
Kevin Durant got 19 points. 1-for-4, 3-point... I'm happy he stopped shooting when he realized he was off
exactly.
his receipt.
See, that's how you know you're an elite player. You realize you're fucked up and you start
and he started
the other team. No, look over here. The assist, 8.
Yeah.
That motherfucker realized he had an issue and started to use his fucking teammates.
And he started running it. He stopped shooting the 3, only started taking middies, started passing the ball more. He did what
exactly.
he's an
started.
Elite player. There's a reason Kevin Durant's like top 5 in the league current.
He started rushing. He started rushing to the rim. He started driving.
Bradley Beal 4-for-15 in 30
Beal,
minutes. That's
1-for-6 from
three. Bronny.
Bradley Beal, man. What
Bronny gets so many attempts with driving to the rim, and his only problem is he slows down.
I just remember
Kevin Durant blocks.
Kevin Durant
Bronny.
Said absolutely not to that Bronny bucket. He had a wide open bucket, and Kevin Durant was
fouled the shit out of
him. Fouling you.
Yeah,
you're not scoring shit.
He was mad. He's like, hey, your dad used to bully the shit out of me. Yeah. No, he said, your dad bullied the shit out of me. I'm going to bully the shit out of you.
You'll
fuck.
Never have a good game in the NBA as long as you're playing against me, bitch.
Like, it's crazy.
That's what that was.
It's crazy. Like,
hey.
And I feel like
bro,
Bronny,
I wish they played
he can Volvo. Drive. You could tell he can drive, but he hesitates. Like, once
what?
He gets to the.
If you
once he gets to
any of him in high school and stuff, bro is crazy with it. He has a nice layup
exactly.
package. He can put the ball. He can dunk if you give him a wide open look. He'll give you some flashy shit
and
too.
That this Suns game. This Suns game showed that he can get his own rebound.
One of the best in the combine. Wasn't he the best in the combine?
Yeah.
No, I think there was like he was like top one.
He was top three. Yeah. Vertical and all, he was top three.
Guys, I cannot upset. I'm so upset. Why don't they play Bol Bol more for the Suns? 9 minutes, he was 2-for-3.
I'm sure they're really like
let him bust that
rotation,
man. Right?
Because isn't Bol Bol kind of new to the Suns? Wasn't last year his
first
year?
I think he. Yeah, but that's because they
also use Nurkic mostly.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think Bol Bol actually was there last year and the year before. I think the year.
Yeah, I knew he was there last year for sure.
Yeah,
but I didn't know about the year.
Yeah, I think he was there the year before. Because the first time they just barely played him, and he almost dropped out the league, and no one picked him
up. I
know Bol Bol has been a few.
I feel like a lot. Because
remember, after
scared.
He left the Nuggets, nobody.
He was, yeah, he was the one in Orlando first, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's where he got.
And,
that.
And he
and
he was good in Orlando. He was good. He was dropped. He was shooting threes in people's face. He was
to be good in Orlando is to score 15 points per game.
That's very true.
Polo scores like 20. He's
yeah, but he's an exceptional player for him.
That's true. He's not. He's not the best, but he's there.
This needs chill.
He needs traded. He needs something better than Orlando.
No, he needs to go develop somewhere.
Yeah.
No, they. Definitely
he needs
do,
someone
man.
That's actually
I
there
need
to show him. Development that he needs.
It's another. They out of all the teams that you go to die, like your career die to, that one's the least likely to fully kill your career. But it's still like bottom of the box office.
But you gotta think, definitely. It's also if you can help this team get to the top, you have reached the limit. Like you have passed the scale,
oh, definitely.
And I feel like maybe that's what he's
now,
wanting to do. I'm not sure.
I hope so. I hope he's wanting to expand, man.
I honestly think he should be less ambitious and just go to another team because he's really just hurting himself.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm
going to
be honest with you. Do you know it? Do you know a team that he'd probably play well on?
Any team that needs a big?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. Polo's not really a big. He's like a power forward and
a
point guard.
He's got to know he has a lot more leverage than everybody on that team.
100%. That's probably why he stays is for the bag.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be staying for the... You know how much Orlando's going to offer him to fucking come back? Everything. They're going to offer him everything.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's really going to...
They're not letting Paolo Banchero
that's
go.
Really what's gonna point blank sell. Period. That's really what's going to sell him to stay.
They're going to give him the Supermax whenever they're
yeah,
able
exactly.
to.
Yeah, exactly. Because they know...
As long as he'll stay with them, Supermax guaranteed.
Because they know if they lose him, they ain't winning.
It's over. It's over.
They again. Doing worse than the Pistons.
That's doing worse than the Pistons.
That's a heavy weight to carry. Now, that's a heavy weight to carry now.
I don't know if you've listened to our first couple episodes of this, but the Pistons
and the Wizards.
We talked the utmost.
We talked the utmost shit about the Pistons and the Wizards.
I can't talk no
those
up
are two
with
of
the Pistons
worst
right now.
Teams.
I can't.
I wish Cade Cunningham would have gotten drafted to a different team because he could have been a great fucking player.
He would
he's
be
in the same position as Paolo
is,
bro.
I would like to see him on the Bulls. Something like that.
Replace him with Zach.
Great. I think he would play great on the Cavaliers.
Or the Cavaliers, yeah.
Take Mobley out. Take, yes, make him either trade Mobley or Allen, one or the other, so they can keep a big and run him at power forward.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
As long as there's, as long as it's a team where there ain't no real star player, as long as it's a team that they need a star point guard, he'd be set.
Oh yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's a tall. He plays power forward as well, so he could play like a small forward, power forward position. He's like, I think he's like 6'8".
Yeah, he's bulk. Yeah. He bulk.
And now I want to talk about a game that I'm actually a little surprised with. Klay Thompson shot like 3 for
7. No,
70,
I'm not going to talk about Klay. I don't want to talk about Klay. I expected it.
I do because
I expected it all. I expected it all.
But that's the thing. He has been underperforming the last few games.
He is too busy worrying about every fan.
Let's talk about the game before this.
No. Stop it.
Let's talk about the game.
We've already talked about that game.
I don't think we have.
No, we have.
I don't.
We did.
Did we?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Wasn't it 0 for 9?
Yeah, yes. he was bad.
For 3?
He was yes. like 0 for he was yeah, like 0 for 6 at the 3. Said,
we already talked about that.
It was 0 for 9.
Yeah, it was 0 for 9.
It was one under his over 10 game. I remember. Because I remember Sebastian saying.
Yeah, I said, dang, he did it
it's
again.
It's the exact same as last time. He did it again.
Now, another player that was playing rough during the Bucks and the Dallas? No, I was talking about PJ, bro.
Oh, yeah,
one for six.
I wasn't.
What the fuck are you doing with 1 for 6?
My Kyrie comment, for clarity, was a player. That was bad. I just looked at his score for you guys.
Got you. I know Kyrie did pretty good. I think
he did preseason numbers.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's no offense. What he just did is stuff he was doing in the playoffs. It's just he's expected to play at a higher
game. Like these numbers, you do this in the preseason, that's fine. Yeah, exactly. You do this in the playoffs ever again, Kyrie Irving, I swear to fucking God. I swear to fucking God, Kyrie Irving.
You can tell
Irving.
He's trying not to use too much energy before the actual real season starts and they really need him.
Because, dude, he was exhausting himself out there and he wasn't getting anything done when he played at Celtic. So it was rough. It was rough during the playoffs.
That's his fault. He got into fights with the Celtics. That was his fucking fault.
Yeah. I agree. Fuck the Celtics.
He's starting honestly, yeah, fuck the Celtics. Stop on that little goal again, bro. Fuck those people.
Now, who the fuck? Look at Grimes, bro, down here. 0 for 7. Get the fuck off the team.
Why are you on the court for 24 minutes?
Yeah, who kept playing?
How are you on plus 27? Wait a minute.
Well, 3 rebounds. Never mind. I don't give a fuck if you got 10 rebounds. Get the fuck off the court if you got...
He's playing the 5, though.
I'm not letting him shoot. That's my problem as a coach.
How much do they have for the 5?
Lively. 4 for 4. Oh, that is a prime example.
Yeah, why didn't they use Lively over him?
I don't get know.
They probably stopped. No, that's right. For 24 minutes.
And that's what I'm saying. They played him evenly. They played him evenly. They were dumb shit. Dumb shit. That's like, oh, okay. They didn't play, the Buffs. They did not play Giannis or Lillard. So that's definitely why they got cooked.
The fact that it was close as it is, like, it's turning to it went over 11 over 3.
Boom. What the fuck? Did play earlier? Was Hemi Grimes competing for who could shoot the fucking shittiest?
Is that what we're having right now? Are you in the game for 33 minutes with that half?
Yeah. You don't even need.
If he has ease assist. See, they had two minus 22s on the starting lineup. And a minus 24.
And then a minus 23.
And I have six. And I'm single plus per other eve except for the lesbian and
almost ballist. Oh, that's shit.
Oh, no, and the girl that I do. This guy is like, it's his name. Moving in.
Today's love of. And then he needs to go last for me. Oh, that's all the most on his books. And now, that's her. And I think it's a little wrong. I'm going to check in. Oh, yeah, those things. I'm going to my CS genus. Yeah, Mars knew only for an A.
No child on one brave. That's a science fact. I still understand. Yeah, I have one brave.
So, building the men. I'll talk with them tomorrow.
Looking for a build of all the home. That is you to back.
What the club are you? I don't know.
You for Isaac 18 for 16. That's tough. But I don't know if it's a really right now. Meeting them, just rubber weights. No, why do you such a film all that? Who thought I had cream on my waist? This is a bitch. Is this an elderly?
Nah. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Who else is that?
8 or 11? I don't know. Who is this Miller guy?
Have we ever heard of it in Miller?
Who don't know?
Have you ever heard of this? He drafted in 2023. Second round of number 48.
Okay.
I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
For her.
No idea. Be honest with you.
Yo, my bad. Had to take a leak.
He was showing his snack.
Do you know who this kid is? Alex Jordan Miller?
Yeah, no.
The Clippers?
Hell no.
Point. Dude, he just dropped 20 points. Yeah, and he averages one.
He dropped 20 this game.
Is he a rookie?
No, 2023, a second rounder.
He might have a come
up. Yeah, bro, that's great.
He might.
Yeah, look at this.
He was at, what do you mean, one, goddamn, four, two, three.
Did y'all hear about Adam Silver wanting to add two other teams?
Yes, the
I forget the name the of them, but what, I'm really curious Sonics to how that could back. Go.
They'll probably bring Seattle back.
No,
Seattle
I believe they
maybe
will bring
New
Seattle
Jersey
back.
As well. Maybe New Jersey as well. New Jersey's wanted the team for a while. I think Braun said he'd be interested in owning a team.
Yeah, he did.
New Jersey.
He said he wanted to. That I heard that was like one of the main reasons they're doing it.
I'm pretty sure he said New Jersey.
And they going to listen to Braun. They going to, no matter what.
So Seattle would be a West Coast team. New Jersey would be an East Coast team. That would add up to me.
Yeah. They can't add two teams from the same. Same side, you know, that's just unfair. They gotta make it even.
Yeah, since they're split. What are you trying to figure out right now, man?
Hey, man, don't ignore my there's a cock in your ass
2024 team expansion.
Las Vegas.
Those are both West Coast.
Yeah, teams. Yeah, those yeah. are
Coast. Unbalance the league.
No. They're gonna be moving a team in the middle over. They discussed. I can't remember which team yet. So I'm gonna.
Could be moving it to New Jersey. That could be what I heard.
Because that's too west. That's two west teams. They can't have that.
So they could. Yeah, that could be right. They could be moving a middle team to New Jersey and then adding these two teams. To
Charlotte
and
Bobcats.
That's gotta be scary though. That's gotta be scary because you looking at a whole set of players and on a team that's brand new and players you don't even know.
You have to populate three teams.
Yeah, that's a lot of players that you ain't even heard of probably. Like,
yeah, dude, and you're gonna think now you're gonna have to reselect. Like every NBA team is gonna have certain
they'll have to
that they're gonna keep and re structure their teams.
They'll have to redo a draft. They're gonna have to put every NBA player in a lottery.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's crazy. And I think they're gonna probably have like maybe two or three untouchable players for trade draft.
Do y'all know why they're changing?
There's a guaranteed number one almost.
Huh?
There's three people I could guarantee would probably have a chance of going a number one. People are gonna want Jokic because he's dominant and he's gonna be dominant for a while.
Back
people
MVP,
are gonna want
Luka,
and people are gonna want Braun just because Braun is quick money.
Yeah.
Those three are almost guaranteed to like fight for the number one pick in that type of lottery.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, Braun, his longevity ain't made a difference to how his game's played at all.
He just mentioned that his gas so much more left.
Is not close to
being. Yeah, exactly.
I'm at least giving him another three, four years, bro.
The reason why
I think he might retire after this 2 year just for Bronny's legacy.
Yeah, exactly.
I really don't think
that's exactly what I was about to say.
I don't think so. If he finds out that he's a contender, or if he gets a chip within these 2 years, this motherfucker's not retiring.
Okay. I think there's a chance he finds out he's a contender. I think there is a 0% chance of it.
No, they ain't winning a ring. Yeah.
You're saying within 2 years, LeBron doesn't have a chance to get a ring?
I think his
chances are probably in like the 25%.
I believe that.
I agree.
I just think there's teams in the West right now that are way stronger.
Exactly.
Than
okay, hear me.
You gotta look at this. This is all theoretical.
The Mavericks.
You gotta look at the Timberwolves, especially
the Suns.
The Timberwolves, they all got that dog.
The Timberwolves lost.
And
so
you gotta look at OKC.
They got someone back.
Yeah, but
we talked about him potentially
if he consistently performs the way he did that night.
And who else did they get? Julius Randle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got Julius Randle. Julius Randle's not going to replace Carl.
I
really hate they lost
the combination
Carl.
Of that big and Julius Randle might be able to fill that up.
But I mean, that's something that the Knicks gained.
I really feel like the Timberwolves should have traded Rudy.
Wizards. That's still processing in my head.
Yeah,
that
is definitely an upgrade.
I feel like the Timberwolves should have traded Rudy, bro. Sure. I feel like Rudy got to go.
They should have got rid of washed ass.
No, listen. I also have a theory. I think the NBA, the actual like team staff, has the same theory as me and Sebastian on Rudy Gobert not being an actual good player anywhere but in France.
Exactly.
100%.
No, you see.
Like
I think he's held in high regard.
It's because he's bad in the Olympics too. He's just the best player on a bad team.
That's bad.
Also, I feel like he worries
like,
about more than basketball.
A horrible Olympic team in basketball.
Like once he, I feel like also
he's the most.
Once he had his kid, shit changed. Whole script flipped.
I kind of got lazy. I fucked with early Rudy
Me
Gobert
too.
For sure. I think.
Oh, bro.
Jazz Rudy.
Jazz prime.
Defensive
jazz,
player.
Rudy Gobert
defensive
was
player
great.
Of the year. Rudy. I fucked with him heavy.
He was defensive player of the year last
year.
No, fuck. That was a fake defensive
player. And yeah, for real, that was fake as hell.
We talked about
Wemby.
It before.
I know.
Wembanyama and Anthony Davis should have got that.
I feel like Wemby should have.
I don't think Wemby should, personally, but Ant, I think for sure, yeah, deserved it. Embiid deserved it more than fucking Rudy Gobert.
At his size, being able to do whatever the hell he wants to,
Wemby.
Anthony should have won a lot.
Even on that small list of people, even fucking Embiid last year, I think deserved it more than
exactly.
Was over
me too.
Gobert.
I feel like
LeBron
Wemby deserved
James.
It a lot.
LeBron was over Gobert, dude. Fucking
fuck, Bronny James already in the preseason over Gobert. Fuck Gobert.
Yeah, all Bronny does is defense in the preseason.
Exactly.
Yeah, Gobert is
fucking
giving
handjobs
to French bitches.
You could tell he can steal, he can block,
and
he's on that.
Handjobs to French bitches.
Defensive wise, Bronny's on that.
Dicks, chicks with dicks.
And that's what.
Why do you think about chicks with dick? You know
that was you, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's gaslighting me. Oh yeah, Kawhi's injured for the beginning of another season.
Kawhi's not gonna play ever again.
Oh, and his injury timeline is considered indefinite right now.
I got a good question.
He is out of the league if he leaves.
Go ahead, ask away.
How do y'all feel about the Clippers or the Spurs this season?
Spurs are gonna be
mid because all they have is fucking Chris Paul. That's the only move they really made that was worth a fuck.
Exactly.
And Chris Paul is not really worth
a
fuck.
Clippers,
he's just
because he's gonna pass.
Clippers,
he's gonna be good for developing Wembanyama.
Exactly.
That's gonna be it. He's gonna be the perfect example of how to play make with Wembanyama.
Exactly. With all the lobs.
Like whenever
else.
They bring another point guard in, if you're not as good as Chris Paul, get better.
Remember when we me and Kato were watching a game the other day. We were seeing Wemby throw up a few lobs.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, he was tossing
like
lobs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty nice.
And Chris Paul,
reminded
he might
me
not
of some,
won no championships, but he's still an amazing role player. He helped James Harden.
He 100% deserved a chip.
I'm easily one of the best passing point guards of all time and this generation.
I think he deserved a chip.
He does.
Sure.
I feel like Westbrook deserves a chip more than anybody else.
He's on the Nuggets.
I don't think he deserves it more than anybody
theoretically,
else. However, I think he deserves one.
Theoretically, he has a chance because Jokic is there. But I don't see the Nuggets winning a chip this year. Not right now.
Chips.
I think they have a cool chance. Like, I definitely think they're one of the top contenders,
obviously,
in the West because of who they are.
At least.
But I just don't. I just think Jokic is just, like, going to be tired this year. Bro has been trying to carry that team on his back for, like, 5 years now and has done it successfully.
But they have help now.
Yeah, he's going to be tired.
They have.
But this is going to be, like, a nice resting year for Jokic.
Yeah, they've extended their bench. They actually even picked up another center.
Like, Jokic is going to get a lot of rest this season. And, like, next season, he's probably going to be a problem again.
Next season, I'm going to be honest with you, he might bend some people over and treat them.
Yeah, I could see that.
He's gonna be, like, prime Lakers Shaq for a
exactly.
minute.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Don't even say that.
No, I agree with that because he still has so many seasons ahead of him.
However, he's never going to be anywhere near as explosive as
Shaq.
Explosive
I don't
or
think
athletic.
Anybody can
he's
carry
fat
that.
Like Shaq. That's what he is.
And, like,
he's a
he's
fat
ass. Gonna move your ass like Shaq would have.
Because he's a fat ass.
And, like, he's not hanging from the rim. He's not strong enough to hold up that weight.
No, he can. He showed that he's, like, held himself up for, like, 5 seconds.
He ain't got no vertical either.
He wasn't bending his knees either. He was just...
He does. He got that... he got that big man tippy toes.
Exactly,
on.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't know how to jump. He got
Shaq,
some right man. Dude.
Shaq,
why do you
tell,
think he be doing them weird
the
ass shit?
At 300 pounds, Shaq can get up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's straight.
Dude, Shaq
he
also,
rode
though,
somebody's shoulders.
Squats like 500 pounds. Yeah. Shaq, like, squats 500 pounds. He's, like, crazy. That man is a beast.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another beast of a
it's
center
gonna be hard
just
to,
by strength.
It's going to be hard for anybody to be compared to Shaq.
I agree, but I'll tell you somebody I think really sets an example in this league for strength, and just because of he's held his strength for so long, Steve fucking Adams, bro. That dude just never loses
Steve
his
Steve Adams,
strength.
He's never changed. He's never tried to shoot the three ball. He's never tried to learn the three ball. He's never tried to learn even mid-range. He sticks to his role. He knows where his role is. He's going to stick to it.
Aquaman grabs goddamn rebounds and plays
them down.
Exactly.
Bro.
Remember that random full court press that
that's
hit?
What I was about
he
to say.
He's gonna toss down a lob.
That's what I was about to mention.
Hit a fucking full court shot for no reason.
That's what I was about to mention. I was like, he worried about rebounds and damn lobs, chucking that shit.
He was gonna throw an assist down the court to Russ, and the ball went.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh my God, yes, dude.
I don't even think it was backboard.
No, it was all net.
Yeah, all net.
He was throwing a literal lob for Russ because Russ is running full sprint speed.
Yeah, for real.
Bangs the full court three-pointer.
You see this man.
So
he
cool.
don't even chuck his arm all the way back. It was literally all in the wrist.
He grabbed it and
That's it. That's
but
it.
No,
it was all in the wrist.
Steve Adams got to play with both Russell Westbrook, and now he's playing with Ja Morant.
Was he there for the Kevin Durant era?
I believe he was there for, like, a young star before KD left,
rookie.
But that's about it. But he wasn't developed. They didn't really, like, fuck him.
I know
that. He also did not have his beard, and he looked rough.
Yeah, I didn't remember what year Adams was.
I know he wasn't. He for sure wasn't there during the championship run.
No.
It's a damn shame that Harden, Russ, and KD didn't develop.
Dude, and it's
together.
All.
Oh,
it's really
God.
All because they wouldn't start Harden. They wanted him to stay at the sixth man for some reason. And.
Because he wasn't that good at the time, to be honest.
James Harden. He really needed his own spotlight. He needed his own spotlight at the time.
It's right there. It's
That's
where your voice cracked.
To develop, he definitely needed to shine. And I think OKC could have gave him that time.
But they would have
simply by sharing minutes with Russ and alternating between him running off bench 30 minutes,
I think,
and Russ running on bench and their time overlapping in between.
I just think they thought Russ was, like, way better than him. And, like,
at the
time period, like,
the man was
so
fucking average triple doubles
to the Wizards.
Exactly.
Until Russ hit the Wizards, he was better than James.
Exactly. I agree with that.
And then right after he left the Wizards, I believe it was to go to the Lakers, right?
Yep. No.
One of the worst players
Rockets
in the league.
He played with Harden.
Immediately. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was Rockets.
It was Rockets. One of the worst players in the league.
Yeah, they joined back up for some fun, goofed around, fucked up a little, and...
They were still a pretty good duo.
No, he went from OKC to the Rockets, and the Rockets to the...
Yeah, it was OKC to the Rockets, and
Rockets to the Washington.
Rockets to Washington.
So, yeah, he had one good year after he... No, 2 good years after he left.
The Lakers and then Clippers.
No, he still had had amazing years. He was averaging a triple-double for 3 years straight.
The Washington Wizard year was a good year for him, and
yeah, he was averaging 22 points in like 10...
And then the Rockets year was a good year for him. But then everything after the Wizards, he was averaging like 8 points.
Yeah, I would love to know what really happened to him.
I think he just lost his mentality.
He's my number one favorite player forever.
Everybody started calling him Westbrook, and it just broke him.
Yeah,
what really hurt him was his kids would go to school, and they'd call his kids Westbrook. And shit.
Yeah, no, his family was getting involved.
Yeah, and that would bother me.
He really do be breaking the
ball. That wouldn't even make me want to get back on the court.
No, because you want to protect your kid, but at the same time,
you also want to build up that reputation for them.
Yeah,
that's why. That's probably why
he really do be
up.
Setting a bad example right now, dog. He really do be Westbricking. Yeah,
no, he.
In his later
you gotta admit though, so far with the Nuggets, he can hit a three. He's proven he can hit a three again.
Hopefully, it translates to the actual.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
like now.
Why I say like preseason is still up for throws.
Exactly,
man.
He has nothing to worry about right now. Nothing.
And we only have 2 days until 3 days, probably until the regular season starts.
Yeah,
so, I think the Nuggets have an opening game. I believe the Nuggets have a game on opening day.
Yeah, they do.
Yes. So, as long as he gets time.
I wouldn't say start him. I'd at least keep him at 6 or 7. I'd keep him at 6 or 7.
Oh, no. Their whole plan with Westbrook is to run him at the six man. So, when Jokic is off court, they have a main ball handling
sport. He's short Jokic.
Yeah, he's
exactly.
Baby Jokic.
They're going to. They know Jokic that he can right rebound now. Just as good as Jokic. He's willing to put his body on the line.
He's gonna be their playmaker. He's gonna go in and he's gonna pull in some bench points for him, where before they struggled with getting some depth.
Exactly. He's also gonna find that open man like he always has.
Exactly. And that's something that they really need. There's no offense.
They shoot a lot.
Murray man is not. Yeah, he's not the passing necessarily type. He's more of a like catching the shoot.
Exactly.
Maybe. Quick shots, you know, little tiptoe. Oh shit! But all right, clocked out. Work.
Kato
looked over at me. He was like, "Hey, man."
It took you long enough.
Yeah.
his computer locked behind us, and I just stared at it for a minute, and then I tapped his shoulder, and then I stared at him and stared at it.
Yeah, man, I already clocked out.
But I didn't know he had clocked out because I think he clocked out mid podcast.
He's trying to hint it over, like, "Hey." Hey, man.
Yeah, he always let him know so he didn't like get yelled at or something. I was trying to
not get yelled at.
Protect.
Hey, man, look.
You be yelling at this man, Cole. Good.
No, the superior.
No. They're talking about yelling at me, my uppers.
And nobody yelled.
Yeah, no. When I'm one of our top agents, man, they definitely do like do.
They're gonna be right up his ass.
Fist and all. They say, "Hey, man, spread your cheeks. We want to know how many sales you in the day."
Like a puppy.
Have you dogged the? You ever get the one-on-one, yo, boss again?
Oh, you're talking about the rapid fire, dude? I roasted him on the rapid fire. No, he doesn't work for the company anymore.
Oh, for real? Damn.
No. Oh my god, some really crazy.
All of them are really cringe.
Does it have to be off podcast? I think that, yeah, that's going to have to be an off-podcast conversation because of legal reasons.
There's only a few thousand people that watch and tune in, you know?
Yeah, so we better not disclose.
Hey, you started it, Coach. You started it. You
exactly.
You said one word.
That's
trying to reach through the.
That's why I said that. We'll finish that all podcast. Sorry, guys.
We're gonna blue ball you on that convo. Yeah, I know this is really juicy. So I want y'all to think of the most craziest thing in your head
tracks
and just go on with it.
We'll let you know, dog.
Yeah. If there's any like thing that goes out, we'll let you know. I know, guys. But I do want to say, I'm gonna give a quick shout out, Alex. He has an Instagram. Y'all can go check it out.
Yes, sir.
You might see more of him later in the future coming in.
For sure.
And I'm
down to do this whenever.
Oh. And I Kate up here, of course. Me and him kind of keep rocking it out for y'all, and we're gonna be getting a few more episodes. I'm still kind of fucking with you.
I think this episode close to about.
You're 100%. No, right.
Yeah, I've listened to it 1 hour, over a 1 hour one before. I've listened to it.
I think long. This is gonna be one of our longest episodes. So with the collab, huge shout out to Alex, guys.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here.
We'll see you next time. Adios, guys.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno can make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.